Bruce, please, take it away.
Okay, boy, and I got to try and be quick, right? Listen,
well, express
question.
Yourself. Yeah, go ahead.
My question in a nutshell really is this, and bear with me a little bit here, because I'm talking about the budget, and in the budget, we have a line item that we have to, you know, a section where we're going to account for the central services, which, you know, is agreed, and we want to do that. However, there's some line items that our committee has looked at, and a couple examples are the PMB meeting expenses, and then possibly even litigation might be another example. But we feel that these expenses themselves show up on the national office budget, on the Pacifica budget, and not on ours, because what's happening is we feel we're kind of being double billed. Because if we're remitting the central services, of course, which I realize we don't always successfully do, but the idea is to allow for them. If we're doing that and budgeting for that, then I have to turn around and budget for items which really aren't our station's items, but are business of the national office or the national foundation. You know, we're kind of budgeting twice for the same things. And that would make our budgeting a little bit easier if we don't have to do that. And by the way, the cost to do it the way we're doing it now is that, you know, real actual people could be affected. We're going to be looking at possible positions eliminated anyway. So people are going to be eliminated because we have to allow for money for things that I think are possibly more than one time. I don't know. That's our logic. So what I want to know is whether our logic makes any sense or...
Can I get clarification on one thing there, Bruce? You were saying you're getting billed for some of the stuff to do with the PNB meetings. Was that correct?
Well, let me...
The litigation gets billed to the individual station because that's where the problem occurred, and central services don't anticipate paying for litigation.
Right.
So that's why we
right.
get billed separately for problems that happen in our own houses. But
Let me go into that in a second.
Yeah.
First of all, on the what came up at a couple of our previous NSP meetings, if I was hearing right,
mm-hmm.
someone, I think it was Tracy, and I think she's right, by the way, brought up the fact that the amount being budgeted in our budget for the PMB meetings is way lower than the actual cost. In order to fly and house and feed four PMB directors, you know, you're not going to do it for $1,500.
Oh, yeah, that was KPFD.
We brought it. Okay, now here's the thing. If I remember right, LaVarne brought up the fact that, and if I understood her, is that the actual expenses are paid by the national office and then billed back to the stations, and that it could be any amount, and that we're just liable for whatever the cost is. So, and we figure the cost, I don't know what it was right now, this present last meeting, but it could be a lot of money. And it's money that it's hard for us to anticipate since we don't know what the actual cost will be. And so we're thinking, well, it's a meeting for the Pacifica Foundation, it's the Pacifica National Board. So why shouldn't the cost of it appear in the national budget? We're still paying because we're paying the central services money, you know, funds, and that's what it's for. We're, you know, that's what our share of funding the foundation is, to the central services money. So out of that money, the meeting expenses should be met, and which would possibly make a little bit more frugality with those meetings too, if the national office knew it had to worry about paying it. So,
why don't we let LaVarne
respond? That's our logic for that.
Would you like to let LaVarne?
Can you hear me?
Sure.
Let me just. Lynn just sent me a little email today on some of the things. So when we start talking about central services and things that are for the national office, I guess if you want to talk about things that are for the national office, you can say the salaries, but then you know, all of us spend time assisting the stations. So if you just look at straight salary, the other expenses that come into the national office are expenses for the stations. It's like we pay the insurance, out of the national office that's not allocated down to the stations. So that's like trying to achieve these economies of scale on costs that are for all the stations, but we pay it out of the central office. You know, we pay for Democracy Now, or we would pay for Democracy Now if we had cash. And that's not, I mean, that's not, we're, that's not a, essentially a national office expense. That's an expense for the stations that are carrying Democracy Now and using Democracy Now to raise money. So if you start talking about national office expenses, I just would like to know what exactly expense that you're talking about. Because there is no really no national, we're not a self-enclosed, you know, profit center. Although we do do direct mail drives where we get in funds that help pay for salaries for the national office. So again, we're not like building up. We are actually all the expenses that we're paying out of this national office are expenses for the stations. I mean, we have for example, Clear Channel. We pay for satellite fees. You know, that's, we owe $3,000 for that. I think that's July. We are paying, the election costs. We have to get the postage for the election that's coming up. Now, those costs are distributed back to the stations, but we have to pay all of this up front. And so, therefore, you know, again, when you start talking about national office expense, we're really not incurring any expenses other than basically, you know, our salary. We're not paying rent because the building belongs to the foundation, so we don't have to pay rent. And so when you start talking about national office expenses, you know, I'm always curious as to what expense are you talking about.
Let me say one thing. We're not trying to pick on the national office or anything. We're just desperate to try to get our budgets in balance.
So we're
looking for anything we can. So let me ask you this. If we said, and this is, you know, this is like just throwing it out, okay, but at WPFW, and by the way, I've heard tonight people from other stations say things like, well, we found some money in the budget, so we decided to hire somebody. In our budget, we're not going to find any, we don't have any excess at all. We're in the red big time. So the thing is, we're looking for ways to cut. So if we said, look, we cannot fund national meetings, what happens, what would happen then if we said, we're not going to put that in our budget if we afford it?
I'm sorry, if you don't put what in your budget?
What would be the consequence of that?
If there's an expense, like you're saying, don't put the central services in your budget.
No, the expense for the meeting.
For the meeting, he's just talking about the DNB.
Well, or for the DNB members to fly to meetings in their hotel room.
Well, I mean, if the choice is not to participate on the PNB and in the governance, you know, that is not a choice because our bylaws demand that we do that. And one way that we're trying to cut those expenses is that we're going to do a motion. I've floated it around. Everyone has talked about it, where we're actually cutting the number of meetings, Bruce, so that because the meeting is happening in October, then we would only have three more meetings, and we would get the meetings back on schedule so that the last meeting of 2011 would be in the month of September. So we would actually have just an additional four meetings. So one way cut down on that is due to, I mean, the bylaws are firm, but the bylaws, you know, we can't, bylaws mean nothing if we don't have a foundation where we can actually participate in this. So one of the things we can do is cut that about anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 a year on a meeting and still conduct the business, and in one of the in-person meetings and still conduct the business of the foundation. So that's what we've looked at, and that's what we have a motion. Some and I are going to put the motion forward to the PNB. So
okay.
I mean,
we wanted to throw it out and just see what happened when we threw this possibility. We're just looking, and you'll see when you see our budget, which I probably should be spending our draft. You could probably see sometime soon. I'll talk to Robert West about sending it off. We're not done though because of a huge gap for us to close. And some of them I want to talk about, by the way, is we want to talk about, I want to talk about in closed session, because it does involve personnel and salaries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just looking. We're just looking for ways to balance our expenses with our revenues. And
well, I think if I may, it might add clarity if maybe, yeah, because I've never seen anything like this that delineates what the what aspects are covered by the national office. You know, what is covered by our central services, what the expectation is station to station of what expenses are covered and what are not. Because this has come up many times, both locally and nationally, of like, well, we're paying central services. How come it doesn't cover X, Y, Z? It might be helpful at some point to have an enumeration of what is covered by central services, so people aren't taken aback by other things that aren't included.
Can I add, Madam Chair?
It's in the budget. I mean, if you look at the budget lines, you look at the actuals, that's what it's covering. So, you know, that's what's covered. Is if you look at the actuals for the month, you look at, you see what the expenses are for the national office, that's what they are. It's, you know, it's the satellite fees. It's Clear Channel. It's the insurance, which is heavy. But I wanted to just say with WPFW this year, what has really caused a huge cash flow issue at PFW are legal expenses.
Of course, yeah.
Legal.
Well, yeah, and I want to bring that
and
up,
it's,
too.
It's like it is unbelievable, and it continues. That's something that we are wrestling with right now, are part of those legal expenses that have accrued.
I think that we do need to probably take those up in executive session. I mean, I think we all have concerns there, and part of that problem is sometimes that the local station gets billed for bad decisions that are made by the national office, and that creates.
But you know, I object to the national office because see, when you say that, it sounds like you're talking about the people. Well, no.
We recognize that the national office is broken up into component parts. Do you know what I mean? You're the financial part. You don't make those decisions.
By our attorneys. Our attorneys made really bad decisions that have cost our foundation. And it's not the national office, it's the people who have been charged to give us advice, and it has not turned out to be a happy medium.
I wanna chime in, Madam Chair,
please, quickly. Yes.
It's a very delicate issue.
Yeah.
This whole concept. And there's very little that we can do about it. And I'm really directing my most of my words to Bruce. There's very little we can do about it. And in the executive session, we can bring ourselves up specifically in your particular case. Thank God that we're able to settle your legal situations, hopefully very, very, very inexpensively. Having said that, 2 years ago, two processes ago, we discussed as the National Finance Committee that all stations had to include a line item in their budget for legal expenses. And most legal expenses were imaginary. Some people it was real. To some of the local station areas, it was a real line item. In other areas, like at KPFT, it was an imaginary line item because we haven't been sued or we haven't been involved in lawsuits in years. In years. KPFT is proud to say we haven't been involved in any lawsuits that have been exacerbated by management at our radio station ever, I think. I might be wrong, but forever. And that is a good practice that we have at KPFT. That I want to point out. Anyway, going back to the finances of the national board meeting trips at our radio station, that you were referring to the fact that our manager and our business manager, the team that puts together the budget, were earmarking $1,500 for the national trips, and of course that only covers a very small amount of the actual expenses. So we were able to bring it up at the insistence of the local finance committee that we earmark $1,000 per meeting. Next year, KPFT is going to host one of the meetings, 12 trips, $12,000, 4, 4, 4, and 4 for next year. So we earmark $12,000 in our budget to go to those different meetings of the national board. We're having to look at cuts at KPFT. And the cuts that we're looking at are not very pleasant and are not very popular. and we might not fly them. We might not be able to fly them. We might not get approval by all people concerned. But the national office, my final point is that the national office, from my perspective, sitting on this committee, it is my they can't do it. The national, when you have stations not being able to pay central services or chip into the national office, they can't do it. And we have to be very supportive of the fact. 2 years ago, Bruce, we adopted a budget in where the five signal areas, and I kicked myself in the butt because I got suckered into it, five signal areas balanced their budgets. But the national office, I can't believe I did that, adopted a budget with $435,000 in the red.
Thank you. Absolutely. That,
and you know, and it was very, and it was the last day before the PMB, Thursday, and the PMB was going to meet that Saturday to work on the budgets, and we were rushed. And the national office went in, we said, we're not going to adopt any of the local station areas with red in their ink. So we adopted black ink on all of the signal areas, but the national office came in with red, $435,000. And Bruce, it came to pass. By the time we finished that year, the national office was $435,000 in the red. So, it's a juggling act, sir. It's a juggling act for all of us. Thank you, Madam Chair. I've spoken
Thank
enough.
Thank you. Okay, Bruce, obviously this is, you know, meat for further discussion. I really, you know, we had executive sessions scheduled in which Arlene didn't come on any of the last two or three ones that we scheduled for personnel discussion. So I hope that maybe... I'll send a special email, ask Arlene to participate next week, or, you know, because some of these questions can be answered by LaVarne, and others we need to have the ED also participate in, but I think there's a lot more to be discussed on all of this, and it isn't going to get resolved this evening. I mean,
but it's good to throw it out.
Yeah, totally.
LaVarne, can I just add that Arlene is traveling. She's in Washington. She left this morning early.
Well, I'm thinking for next week, obviously.
Let me just add that what Alberto said is absolutely correct. They passed this budget, $435,000 in the red for the national office. I was told when I came on board in like February that there was a hole in the budget. When I came on board, there was no consolidated budget for the foundation. There was $435,000 just missing. So, you know, what we had to do was to consolidate the budget to reduce some of the central services as supposedly had been promised to WBAI, but still try to make the national office whole. So the audited results for the national office, actually, the audited results for the national office for 2009, this fiscal year ended in 2009, actually produced an increase in assets of $58,819. So, and that was accomplished. One reason was that there was a successful direct mail drive, and that's what really pulled it through. And it was done like in the holidays. It was done before I came on, and it actually is what pulled it through. Then plus, you know, there was a reduction in headcount. And that, you know, we worked here. I was working part-time in New York, and we worked here with, you know, we were two people under, in terms of finance staff, than what they'd had. And actually, with those two people under, what we were able to accomplish in this last reporting was all the stuff that we've been trying to do for the last 6 years that we actually did in these last 6 months. That was to give the reporting, close on the fifth workday, reporting on the sixth workday, and also to produce the FTE. So, you know, we were able to do work lean and mean. Now I'm basically exhausted, and I'm not 21 any longer. And this is what we did. And Grace took a reduced salary. I mean, I did not get an extra salary or a bonus for working in New York. So, you know, this is what we did in order to make this foundation. And we're not in that bad a condition, but we're in the cash flow issues that happened, like I said, during the dog days of the summer. So, again, all Not you, Summer, but, you know, just...
No, I know. Hey, I'm the first one to admit times are lean during my season.
Madam Chair, I have a point of information from Laverne.
Of course.
How out of... What would you say, Laverne? Well, tell the group, because I think that this is a good point for discussion, well, for introspection. Central Services, 19.5% of every dollar, 19.5 cents of every dollar that is collected, not pledged, collected from the five signal areas goes to the national office. 2.5% of that, correct me if I'm wrong, goes to the archives. That means the national office gets to literally use 17%, if my math is correct, 17% of the listener support that is not pledged but actually realized. How much percentage is that of the national office budget in a ballpark, well, in a diamond figure? Not the ballpark, but just the diamond figure. How much is that of your national office budget?
Okay, I have it. Let me pull it up. I have it right here in front of me. So can we just go to another question? But that's exactly what we have. And the other thing that I can show you is that we have not collected central services from two of the stations. So we are therefore, in order to pay these, and these, again, you're talking about national office expenses. We're talking about expenses that cover the stations. We're talking, again, about Democracy Now!, the satellite fees, the insurance premiums, which run about $200,000. Let me, as I'm talking, I'm going to pull up my expenses for the next. But this is exactly, thank you, Alberto, this is exactly what the point is. This is where the expenses are. So if we look at, for example, what we do is we accrue the central services, but it's not in our, we're not getting the cash. So if we look at central services, like for year to date, this is through June, we have central services of actual of $1.4 million. And if we look at total expenses for the national office, I am looking at this now, and the total expenses would be... it looks like 1.7. So it looks like 1.7 million would be the total. Just a second. Yeah, the total expenses. So the central services are 1.4, and therefore the total expenses would be 1.7. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that's correct. That's 6. And 1.6. The central services would be a credit of 1.4, leaving the total, the other expenses to be funded of $349,000.
But Laverne, would you say that the central services, in an idyllic fashion, would amount to what percentage of an ideal national office budget? 80%, 75%, 90%? What would be the percentage that central services, mean for the national office budget?
Well, it looks like about 7. It looks like about 93%.
93% of the national office is funded theoretically by central services. National office picks up monies from mail drops, etc., for about 8 or 9% of the, 7 or 8% of that.
Right. It was so far year to date about $639,000. I'm looking at the wrong one. For national office, the revenue. It's about 500,000, 526,000. So we're looking at.
I might want to interject here for just. Go ahead. So, Alberta, did you have further on what the percentage?
No,
was?
I just want to get a percentage figure. I mean, just to give us a good idea. I'm not interested in real numbers. I just wanted to get a percentage of how much the national office depends on central services and what percentage of that makes up its total national budget,
right,
which is really part of all of us, our budget, all of our budget. That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Right, and let me just rephrase this again. It's like $1.4 million are expenses that are station expenses, but we accumulate them here in the national office in order to achieve some economies of scale on these things, like the administrative expenses, like the audit expenses, the insurance expenses. We have outside services for the payroll expenses. We have those are a little high too. We have those expenses. We have, again, Democracy Now! We have FSRN, which we also get CPB funding for. We have, the satellite fee, year-to-date is $63,500. So that's, that's $63,500 for the satellite expenses. So when we look at these expenses, I say, we are funding national office. No, we are funding our common expenses, which we call centralized services. Because otherwise, we're not doing anything. We currently don't have we have salaries, but we don't have a national program director. All those vital positions were cut when they had the cuts for all the stations except KPFA that was done in November 2008. So these central services are common station expenses that are paid out of the national offices, and that's the 1.4.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's it, Madam Chair. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, Alberto. Thank you, LaVarne. LaVarne, I would like to ask you, I realize I should have requested this sooner, could you please send a copy of the certified audit and the auditor's notes and the 990 electronically to the NFC? Obviously should take a look at that since it's been finalized, and I realize none of us have even looked at the audit to see what the notes are and everything.
It was finalized, but there were some questions. It had nothing to do with the numbers. Numbers didn't change, but there were some questions that were like Nia had gone over them and said it should have been no versus yes. So they went in and they made some changes. I talked with them today. But one of the really critical things that was missed was on the front page, which asked if there were car donations. And so it had been no. So Celine made changes for that to us today. So we're going to get those signed and send them in. Then I'll send it to you. So that one of the critical things that said no was actually yes, because we do car donations at W, at K, and I think we're trying to do them at BAI. I'm not sure if there may be some on there. I know there's some in the budget.
Yeah, I know we do them at K. So is the audit then finalized except for correcting these?
The numbers are finalized. It's just a couple of little items. And Celine sent over the change on the car donations today. And so Lynn has those, and we'll sign them again. I'll sign it, and then we'll send it off.
And has the 990 been filed with the IRS
yet? Of course.
Yeah, it was. This is the whole thing with the 990. It was filed. The numbers don't change, but we're going to refile because some of these questions that we've had no, that should have been yes, we're going to make those changes and refile.
Okay. All right.
But the numbers have not changed. What I see on the audited numbers, that stays the same.
And we're not incurring any penalties. All the extensions have been gotten.
No.
Okay. All right. So until what are we anticipating? Maybe in the next couple of weeks or something, we'll have a finalized.
We're that's one of our items that we're cleaning up this week. So we should have it. So within the next couple of weeks, it should be on file, and we can send it out.
Okay, well, excellent. And we can put it on tap for maybe, whether for discussion, but I'd at least like everyone to have a copy of it, and maybe we'll have some discussion later on if there are questions. But, okay, fantastic. You can, give us a heads up and send it out when it's ready, because I realized I was like, I didn't even ask for us to all get a copy of that. So,
yeah.
Very good. I think we should schedule for, if everyone's agreeable to do it next Tuesday, I'm agreeable to meeting again, you know, that soon, but I'll probably want to schedule the next meeting, you know, or later in the month, you know. So,
sure.
Is there any objection to next Tuesday? For
just a quick question, Madam Chair, on the scheduling for next Tuesday. I'm hoping that nobody has stolen our date.
No, it's open. I'm looking at it right now.
Excellent.
Could you reserve it for us, R. Paul? And then, you know, what is that? Is that the third next Tuesday?
It's the third, yes.
Okay, and is there a date like 3 weeks after that, the end of August, that's open?
Oh, let me go back and look.
Because
I'd like to schedule two meetings and get that over with, so we don't have to come back.
Okay, I see it. It's everything's open except for the 10th.
Good.
Okay, hold on. One for
John?
R. Paul?
Who's on the 10th, John?
Elections.
Well, that's okay, because I don't want to meet. If we're going to meet, like, back-to-back this week and next week, I'd like to meet then again at the end of the month. So is there a date on the 24th? Is that the other? Can you please, R. Paul, reserve us for next week on the 3rd and then also on the 24th if there is no objection? Are there any objections to either of those? Okay, beautiful.
No, and I'll put in an executive session on both or just the first?
Please put it on both because I keep hoping we'll nail down all the right information and people at the same time. So that, you know, I mean, because some of these things are ongoing nagging issues.
Yeah.
When we have everyone on the line, we can start talking about them, you know. So.
Well, Madam Chair, a suggestion?
Yes, sir, of course.
Even if we post an executive session, as we have in the past known, we don't have to have it.
Exactly. We're not required to go into it if, say, we don't have the right person on the call or the right information. But I like having it posted so that, you know, because each member from each signal area has raised different issues that fall into executive session. And surely, for KPFK personnel issues, especially with budgets, there's often something that needs to be discussed further. So very good, then. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there
a move?
Okay, no objections, and we will meet again next Tuesday, right?
Somebody has a question.
Who is the question, please? Go ahead. Hello?
No one has a question.
I have a question.
Okay, who is that? Is that Alonzo?
Alonzo.
Hi, Alonzo.
Okay. At some point, LaVon said that we don't have a national program director.
That's correct.
When was the last time we had one?
An individual who's working with FSRN now. He was doing programming, right? And that was in November 2008 when those cuts were made to the national office and all the stations except KPFA.
Okay.
I hate to be a broken record on that, but that's
that. No, but you're completely right. I remember that year well. All right, very good. If there's nothing else, then this meeting is adjourned, and we'll all hear each other again 1 week from today. Same time, same station, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great evening.
Thanks, everyone.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Like the mater. Mater, like the mater. I wonder who's left. Everybody's gone? Everybody's gone.